Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about your astonishing physical senses. And this is where we begin. Today, as we begin this very delicious series of conversations, we invite you to walk with us as we romp and rampage through the idea of your amazing sense of vision. Your sense of vision, of course, is what happens when your eyes are open and your eyes are transmitting the data that they are receiving up the optic nerve to the brain, and your mind is transmitting, translating, and transforming the data that it is receiving and converting it into all sorts of juicy, juicy, juicy bits of contrast, all the way from red all the way to indigo. Your sense of vision doesn't allow you to see every single thing that exists, and that is a very delicious thing indeed. Your vision only can see a certain spectrum of the light wave that exists. And for that, if we were in your shoes, we would be deeply, deeply, deeply appreciative. Because the ways in which you perceive your physical reality through vision are quite astonishing indeed. First, you can see color. Red and orange and yellow and green and blue and indigo and violet. So wonderful indeed. And as each of these colors combine with each other, they create new possibilities. In fact, an infinite palette of wonder and delight. But not only can you see color, but you can see texture. You can see the difference between something that is jagged and something that is smooth. You can see the difference between something that is pebbled and something that is rough. And not only can you see texture, but you can also see distance. You know when something is up close, and you know when something is far away. These aspects of vision are quite astonishing, particularly if you close your eyes for a moment and you notice that while still your sense of vision is active, you can see certain things, but they really are more diffuse. Then when you open your eyes, you're treated to a palette of delights. How you see is not nearly that important to us as what you do with what you see. And when you are looking out onto the world and you are noticing what you are seeing, everything that you see is actually quite astonishing. Even the things that you don't like, that you can see them, that you can distinguish them, that you can say this is that, and this is that, and this is that, and this is that. And all these things are different from each other. This one over here is like this, and this one over here is like this. The distinguishing between the things, that's pretty amazing. That you can only see a certain spectrum of the light wave is also quite amazing. And that you can distinguish color, that's quite amazing as well. So when you are standing at the beach, for example, and you look down at your feet and you see your toes buried in the sand, and you can see the sand, and then you look out and you can see the crashing of the waves upon the shore, and you can see the foam and the little bits of seaweed and the tiny bits of shell and the big bits of shell and the little creatures crawling here and there, and you look out onto the water and you can see the undulating motion of the waves, some of it very gentle, some of it very sharp. And then you look out further and you can see how the ocean takes on different colors, probably based upon whether or not you are seeing a sandbank in the distance underneath the water. Sometimes it's darker, sometimes it's lighter. And then as your vision continues, then at some point, perhaps it's sharp and clear, perhaps it's hazy, you can see where the horizon meets the water. And then as your eyes go up, you see the sky. And perhaps you see haze, perhaps you see fog, perhaps you see white puffy clouds, perhaps you see a bright blue sky, perhaps you see all of those things. And then as you turn and you look, you can see the sun in the sky. Not something we would suggest you look directly at. It's very bright. But you know it's there, and you can see its effects. One of its effects is that all of these things are illuminated. And then as the sun is setting, and you look out at the horizon, and you see the big ball dip below the surface of the sky, seemingly disappearing for the night, to return in the morning, and you get all of the different kinds of contrast, for there's a certain difference between what things look like at high noon as compared to what they look like in the mid-afternoon as compared to what they look like as the sun is setting. The same thing has a different color, it has different shading, it has different qualities that the light either obscures or it brings out or it overshadows or overpowers. And all of these things are quite wonderful. When you're in your house and you're looking around and you see photographs, you have memories captured in a frame. When you put on your home movies and you watch them play over and over and over again, you have movies which are just pictures in motion, creating the illusion of motion, but still you have memories that are there, that are activated because of what you see. When you walk through the house, there are thousands and thousands of things you do not see, but yet you look at. Because that's the other aspect of vision, and it's not something that happens really at the level of the eyes, it's something that happens at the level of mind. You only really notice what is really a vibrational match. You can't actually distinguish things that you don't know what they are. So if you can imagine some time in the long distant past where you might have been hunting in the forest and you came to the ocean and you looked out and you saw something in the distance but you didn't know what it was. You didn't know that it was three ships sailing across the ocean because you had never seen a ship. You didn't know what such a thing was. You had never conceived of something. So you would see something, but you wouldn't see necessarily the thing that you were, or that an objective, if such a person could exist, observer would see. You would see what you're capable of seeing, compared to the contrast that you have had in your life thus far. And if your contrast did not include ships carrying men and horses with flags flying, that you would see something, but it wouldn't be those things. Now, eventually you would come to know what they are by the contrast. And this happens not just to people standing on a shore long ago. This happens as you're walking through your house. There are many things that your physical eyes see, that the light bounces off into your eyes, is transmitted to your brain, but that your mind does not detect, because it's not a vibrational match. Now, in this conversation here, We're talking about the manifestation of ideas already in play. That's not even to remotely put into play the idea that the manifested forms that you are observing are constantly shifting. And your eyes know this, but your brain and your mind have colluded together so that what you see is linear. Your vision is an illusion, but it is a gloriously delicious illusion, one that is quite worthy of being honored and observed and thought about and delved into. Think about everything that you can see, and think about all the memories that you have that are triggered by vision, and think about all the contrast that arises because of what you observe through your eyes. Your vision is astonishing. Think about the colors, just the colors, if nothing else. Think about how it starts off, the deepest, darkest reds, and as they brighten and they come into the color of orange, and as that brightens even more, it becomes yellow, becomes very bright indeed. And then the colors turn, and a new element is added, and green emerges. And then as the brightness of yellow fades, blue, glorious blue, becomes prominent. And then as the lightness of yellow fades even more, indigo deepening, darkening, getting more rich in tone and quality until there you are with violet, deep dark purples. Now there's light on either end of this spectrum that you can't see with your eyes, colors that have no name, that seem to be dark, without distinction, but they are there. Your eyes see them, the light comes into your eyes, but your mind does not perceive them. Again, because of the limitations you have placed on physical reality, which is good, very good indeed. Now, some of you do occasionally see some of these things, or at least you are aware of them, even if you don't have a way like the men standing on the cliffs long ago watching the ships come in. You don't have a way of interpreting them. You don't know what contrast to use to knock the image against in order to shake it out and see what it actually is. Your eye receives the image, but the mind, conscious mind, is not prepared to process it. And we're not suggesting that it should be or that this is a bad limitation, not at all. We would suggest, as you move through your physical reality, that you allow physical reality to show itself at face value, to see things on the surface, and to realize that vision does not perceive the essential inner truth of anything. Vision is a reflection of light. A reflection. It's like looking into a mirror. And when you're looking into a mirror, you're looking even further into a mirror. Because you don't see what is essential. You know what is essential. You feel it, but you don't see it. You see form. That's good. That's very good. The essence of the form has nothing to do with vision. Sometimes you will interpret it in certain ways. Some of you may see a golden light around something, or perceive something like that, that no one else can see necessarily. But that's not the light that is bouncing off the object. That's your mind adding wonderful touches, delicious amplifications to your vision. Remember that it is your conscious mind that is the final arbiter of what is seen. And Here's the best part of your astonishing physical senses. One that we will refer to again and again and again throughout these conversations. Your vision is the feedback that you're receiving. Oh, and it is delicious indeed. Of your beliefs as they manifest in physical form. For everything that you are seeing is an idea that you have given birth to in some way or another. And that's a very, very, very wonderful thing indeed. It is wonderful, it is delicious, it is astonishing to notice what you can see. And it is even more amazing to appreciate it. So one thing we suggest that you might want to do today, one very delicious idea, is you might want to spend some time in a place where it is safe to do so, closing your eyes and then opening them and allowing yourself to be bathed in the light that is coming through your eyes. Look at your body, look at your surroundings, look at the distance, look at up close, look at everything in all the ways that they are made manifest. And really, truly allow yourself to appreciate the fullness of what you are seeing. For it is not just light reflected off of objects. The objects and the light itself emanate from the greater mind that exists within you. So what you are seeing, quite literally, is nothing less than the face of God, however you might consider that to be. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.